news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Officials from the United States, Canada, and the UK all said Thursday that intelligence indicated that the Ukrainian jetliner that crashed shortly after taking off from Tehran was mistakenly shot down by an Iranian anti-aircraft missile. The Boeing 737-800 crashed early Wednesday, killing all 176 people on board. The jet, which was leaving for Kyiv, reportedly was in flames and tried to turn around before crashing. Iran said the cause appeared to be mechanical failure. A spokesman for the Iranian government called the reports a big lie and said the plane's black box will reveal the true cause of the crash. Initially, Iran's civil aviation organization said it wouldn't share the black box data recovered from the crash with the U.S. or Boeing, the plane's manufacturer. But now Ukraine and Boeing are invited to take place in the investigation. The House voted 224 to 194 Thursday to approve the War Powers Resolution, which would force the president to seek approval from Congress for armed conflict with Iran. 8 Democrats voted no. Representatives Joe Cunningham from South Carolina, Anthony Brindisi of New York, Max Rose of New York, Josh Gottheimer from New Jersey, Kendra Horn of Oklahoma, Elaine Luria of Virginia, Ben McAdams of Utah, and Stephanie Murphy of Florida. And then there were 3 Republicans who voted yes. Thomas Massie of Kentucky, Francis Rooney of Florida, and surprisingly, one of Trump's biggest defenders, Matt Gaetz, also of Florida, who went on the floor to explain his reasoning.
I represent more troops than any other member of this body. I buried one of them earlier today at Arlington. If the members of our armed services have the courage to go and fight and die in these wars, as Congress, we ought to have the courage to vote for them or against them. I support the president. Killing Soleimani was the right decision, but engaging in another forever war in the Middle East would be the wrong decision, and that's why I'm voting for this resolution.
Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia sponsored a similar proposal, but it faces a tougher road in the Senate. Democrats say that under the 1973 War Powers Act, the resolution would be binding on Trump without his signature if it's passed by both chambers. Many Republicans said it still wouldn't be binding, and the courts have not ruled definitively. Nancy Pelosi said the House might also consider legislation to repeal the 2002 AUMF, Authorization for Use of Military Force in Iraq, and a bill to bar funding for military action against Iran not explicitly approved by Congress. All right, what are you waiting for? At her weekly press conference on Thursday, Pelosi was again asked when she might send the articles of impeachment over to the Senate.
Now, in terms of impeachment, you will keep asking me the same question. I keep giving you the same answer. As I said right from the start, we need to see the arena in which we are sending our managers. Is that too much to ask? They don't want documents, the documentation. They don't want witnesses. They may want a dismissal, which is proof that they cannot clear the president of the wrongdoing that he has put forth.
So are you willing to hold on to the articles indefinitely?
No, I'm not holding him indefinitely. I'll send him over when I'm ready. And that will probably be soon. I don't, you know, he said, if you don't send him over, I'm going to pass the Mexico-U.S.-Canada trade agreement. Okay. We want to see what they're willing to do and the manner in which they will do it.
A Justice Department inquiry into Hillary Clinton that began after Republicans demanded more investigations into the former Democratic presidential nominee is reportedly ending after finding nothing. In November of 2017, then-Attorney General Jeff Sessions assigned John Huber, the U.S. attorney in Utah, the task of examining concerns expressed by Trump and his congressional allies that alleged that the FBI had failed to adequately investigate possible corruption during Clinton's tenure as Secretary of State and at the Clinton Foundation. The current and former officials said that Huber had nearly finished his work without finding anything significant. So that happened. Donald Trump on Thursday also proposed rewriting parts of the National Environmental Policy Act aimed at easing regulations to speed up approvals of new mines, pipelines, and other projects, some of which could hurt the environment or contribute to climate change. The proposed rules would give local communities little influence over projects in their area. The industry has complained that the current process results in burdensome delays. Trump said the changes would let builders complete new highways, quote, in a fraction of the time. We will not stop until our nation's gleaming new infrastructure has made America the envy of the world again. Ugh. The New York Times is reporting on disparaging remarks made by Boeing employees about federal rules, flight simulators used to train pilots, and colleagues involved in developing the 737 MAX jet. This according to internal messages delivered to congressional investigators on Thursday. Quote, would you put your family on a MAX simulator-trained aircraft? I wouldn't, one employee said to another in 2018, before the first of two crashes that killed 346 people and led to the plane's global grounding. Another employee suggested Boeing workers hadn't been forthcoming with the FAA, saying in 2018, quote, I still haven't been forgiven by God for the covering up I did last year. Yikes. Another employee said in 2017 that the 737 MAX was, quote, designed by clowns who are in turn supervised by monkeys, end quote. The International Olympic Committee is letting athletes know ahead of the 2020 Tokyo Games that political protests will not be allowed. The IOC released its guidelines on Thursday, which prohibit athletes from taking a knee, making hand gestures with a political meaning, or wearing armbands. Olympians will be allowed to share their political opinions on their own social media accounts or during interviews with the press. Athletes who break the rules will receive disciplinary action from the IOC. All righty then. And finally, Brexit is on. The House of Commons voted overwhelmingly in favor of Prime Minister Boris Johnson's Brexit deal, which means the path is clear for the country to leave the European Union at the end of this month. Johnson's deal isn't very different from the one former UK Prime Minister Theresa May struggled to pass. The difference was in the execution. Johnson forced a snap election last month in which his Conservative Party won a commanding 365 of the House's 650 seats, making clearance of his Brexit plan all but inevitable. The UK will now split from the European Union on January 31st, at which time Brexit will then enter its second phase, which involves forming a trade deal with the EU by the end of the year. And Donald Trump must be sick of all the winning. A New York State judge on Thursday denied Trump's efforts to dismiss a defamation lawsuit against him by arguing his residency in Washington should preclude him from being sued in New York. The judge's ruling will allow the lawsuit by longtime magazine columnist E. Jean Carroll to move forward. You might remember in November, Carroll sued Trump for defamation over what she has said were his lies, denying her public accusation months earlier that he sexually assaulted her in a dressing room at Bergdorf Goodman in Manhattan in the late 1990s. After Carroll went public with her story, Trump denied the incident had occurred, calling it totally false, and said of Carroll that he, quote, never met this person. Those claims, the lawsuit said, were false and defamatory. And on Thursday, New York State Supreme Court Justice Doris Lynn Cohen not only denied Trump's motion to dismiss the case, but faulted him for failing to include a written statement to support his effort. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more and check out the site at NicoleSandler.com. And please click on that donate button.